Hello, 7-Eleven, Ina Road.
Hello, this is Mark from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey, and I need to speak to the customer that I just saw come in the door through the cameras, because I'm watching your every move.
Okay.
And they'll get a free Slurpee or something.
Okay, so you want me to get you a customer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be epic.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
I have a customer.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from the 7-Eleven promotions department.
Hi.
Hi, and it turns out that you are our millionth customer.
Wow.
And you get a quick shopping spree there tonight.
Sure. Oh, okay.
And okay, it says what you have to do is on the count of three, I want you to set the phone down real quick and run around the store, and you have 30 seconds, and the employee's going to yell at you when the 30 seconds is up. And just grab all the... I'm sorry?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do this at every location on the millionth customer.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Okay, so on the count of three, run around the store
okay.
And pick up everything you can, and only you, like you can't have any of your friends do it, it's just you,
yeah.
And everything you can grab in your arms, that's what you get to take with you tonight.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Okay, ready, on your marks.
Yeah.
One, two, three, go. Run.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What's he doing? What's he doing right now?
Get your groove on, girl.
I'm sorry, you know what? Can you come in the store?
Yes, I'm calling from the corporate office. What's that customer doing right now?
Can you come in the store?
No, I'm calling from the corporate office on the mainland. What's the customer doing
you
right now?
You know what? I'm sorry. Excuse me. You know what? If you're from the corporate office,
yeah.
Then this is really unfair. You're laughing, and this is a fucking joke, isn't it?
No. No. I'm a Christian.
No,
I don't
get
joke.
Lost. Never mind. Never mind.
Sweet.
Get lost. Goodbye.
You're a sweetheart.
Ma'am, this is no joke.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Rewinder? Okay.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
Of my wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Lou.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug.
Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy?
Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Birdwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. My name is Brad, and today is what, June 5th, 2017? It's a perfect day for a show. And today's show is sponsored by Curaz, or maybe it's Curaz, or maybe it's Coraz. I don't even know anymore. I think I'll just call him Curaz, because that's what I've always called him. Or wait, did I used to call him Curaz? I can't remember now. So that opening song by JD, if you haven't heard it yet, he sent that in to us last week, and it's pretty amazing, and I think I'm just going to never play another intro song ever again. It's just going to be that one from now on, forever. Thanks, JD. Probably not really, but, you know, I really like that song. It's a pretty amazing intro that you made for us. JD is going to have a coin in the mail to him sometime this week. for that intro. I don't pay people in real money. I give them fake PLA money. I think everyone will be happy enough with that, right? It looks like a brand new episode of Calls of Mass Confusion was released this weekend by G-Ad over on his YouTube page at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. It was released 3 days ago, and I haven't even watched it yet. So let's turn this on, see what happens in this episode. For those of you who don't know what Calls of Mass Confusion is, it's basically prank calls, but G-Ad and his friends, they would walk around inside of stores and, you know, with hidden cameras and videotape the people's reactions to us calling them and saying wacky things. This here is the amazing intro song created by Bone Cage, everyone's favorite theme songwriter.
Thank you for calling Hobsburg Diamonds. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. This is Roy Gerbel. I'm the handler for a rap group, EMI Music Records, and I just needed to let you know we're going to have some famous people stopping in there in about 15 minutes. Maybe 25, 30 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know because they're going to show up and they're going to have an entourage with them and everything. And they're going to be trying on some jewelry.
Okay.
There's probably going to be some cameras as well.
Okay, sounds good. Good thing I didn't do my hair and makeup today. Should have told me yesterday.
Oh, sorry about that. They just kind of do what they want. Are you familiar with the rap group Insane Clown Posse?
I am not.
Okay. You're not going to want to tell them that, okay?
Okay. I love your music.
No. You can't do that either. We need you to not ask them for autographs.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not that they don't appreciate their fans, not that you're one of them, but they don't know how to read or write.
Gotcha.
And when they spit, you know, they spit a lot. It's one of their things that they do. They will spit in your store, and you're gonna need to clean that up as soon as possible with some bleach because they do have a few undiagnosed diseases.
Okay.
Is that a real thing? This is a current RBCP popping in here. I know they spit Faygo on people. Do they just spit? Do they just walk around spitting? I don't know if I'm going to play this whole thing. I don't know. Here, let's just play a bit more.
Good.
Are you going to be able to accommodate all this? Is this going to be all right? It's just going to be about 30 minutes. They won't be in there that long.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, they're going to want to try on a lot of jewelry. Probably like you know, a ring on each finger all at once.
It's against our policy to do something like that.
Oh, no, it's okay. They'll throw a few hundreds at you and you'll change your policy. Make sure when you're talking to them, you don't use words with more than two syllables, because if you do, that's going to confuse them, and you could start a fist fight. So try to remember that, no more than two syllables at a time. So keep in mind, this is a jewelry store of some sort, and G-Ad and probably two camera guys are just kind of walking around, just milling about, holding fake Slurpee cups in their hands that have hidden cameras inside of them. And for some reason, nobody's coming up to them and asking them what they want. What are you guys doing here? Like, it seems like they would just assume that these guys are casing the joint, getting ready to rob the place.
Okay.
Have you got it? But they seem to be left alone. They're just videotaping this lady standing over in the corner talking to me.
Yep.
Are you writing this down? Or can you remember it?
I can remember it.
Okay. They just texted me. They said that they're having a problem right now. TMZ is following them. And a bunch of their fans are as well.
Anyway, I'm going to stop playing this. I'm sure G-Ad doesn't want me to play the entire episode of Calls of Mass Confusion on my show. He already yelled at me about that once. I tried to do that a few weeks ago, and I gave him my personal cell phone number a while back. I don't know what I was thinking, but he like calls me up and is just screaming at me. And he says, "You'll never do prank calls on the internet again after I'm through with you." He takes this whole Calls of Mass Confusion thing very seriously, so if you want to hear the very latest episode of Calls of Mass Confusion, which is episode 13, and it's called The Insane Diamond Posse, you should head over to his YouTube, which is located at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck, and watch the latest video, episode 13. He's been releasing a video every single week for the past 13 weeks now. Wait, is that right? Maybe not 13, maybe 10. But apparently he has a lot of episodes still left to go, so every week you should go listen to the latest episode. It's got me in it, and Carlito, and Dwight, and Jin, and Laugh Track Matt, and probably other people that I've forgotten about. Sorry, other people.
They call the feeling incredible. Call 1-900-250-8888. The experience of a lifetime. 1-900-250-8888. Is it real? Or is it fantasy? A adults only, just $1 a minute, $5 for the first. Call 1-900-250-8888. Expect the unexpected.
I've got a request here from and says, "Hey Brad, I need your help. I work at a gas station called Burn Dairy, and lately we've been getting several messages from corporate that there are prank calls. LOL. So I need you to prank call my workplace and other stores in the area, because the calls are supposedly from the district manager whose name is, and I won't say that name, I guess. They ask the employees to access the corporate website, which could be gloryhole.com. I can't tell if she's telling me what the previous prank callers have tried to do or what I'm supposed to do. This is very confusing. What the hell? But I guess somebody has been calling their employees and trying to get them to enter information into the website or a website. I don't know. Make up something else, like have the cashier that answers the phone count all the money in their drawer or something and tell you how much money they have. We had to sign a paper that said we would immediately hang up and contact corporate if we got a call like this. So let's see who follows directions, if anyone at all. And also do the customer survey with some of the stores. And we recently got in trouble for our safe being off. So tell whoever answers the phone that you want them to open the safe. Don't use my name. I've already used your name, so I'll bleep it out. I mean, you probably mean like in the prank calls, but maybe I shouldn't even credit you with this because, you know, you're going to get a bunch of weirdos calling up all your stores looking for you. It never fails when people submit numbers where they work." She says, "Who knows? Maybe I'll answer your call. Have fun with this. I will update you on what happens. I so hope I don't get in any trouble with this. I'm sick of hearing about the prank calls." So she gives me the number to her store and the number to, it looks like, 10 other stores. And I just looked on Google and there's a bunch more that she didn't give me. And I picked one of those at random to be my caller ID, so the people that I'm calling will see the name Burn Dairy on their caller ID. I've never heard of Burn Dairy, but it looks like it's kind of like a big gas station, kind of like a truck stop type place. Really nice inside, really big, like an oversized 7-Eleven. I mean, that's what her store looks like. I don't know about the rest. The rest of them are probably shitholes. So I'm going to call her store, and I'm going to hope that she doesn't answer, because that would be awkward. And I think I'm going to trick the cashier into setting all the money on fire. That'd be funny.
"Thank you for calling Burn Dairy. This is How can I help you?"
"Hello,
Yes?
It's Dave from the corporate office with Burn Dairy.
Yes, how's it going?"
"Pretty good. Hey, we're doing a thing today. We've been digging tunnels from the corporate office to all the stores.
Okay.
So we're getting ready to, we're digging upward. We're directly under your store right now, and we're getting ready to crash through the floor.
Okay.
So there's this display out in the middle of the store. We're going to need you to move that. It's the round display, the circular one. Just get, like, scoot it over, like, maybe 3 feet. Just kind of scoot it across the floor.
Like the open air case?
Yeah. It's good. That's right where the tunnel's going to come up through. If you could put some of those wet floor signs around it, maybe.
So,
because, you know, we don't want anyone to be standing there when we come up through the,
okay.
You know, it's like a service elevator. It's going to kind of crash through the floor.
Okay.
Could you move that real quick? I can hold.
All right, 1 second.
All right.
"Hey, can you help me move this? I guess there's some guy from the corporate office. I guess they're coming up through some service elevator through the floor."
"They're coming up through what?"
"They're coming up through a service elevator through the floor. And they want us to move. I swear to God. There's some guy, Dave, from corporate."
"Hello, who is this?"
This is Dave from the corporate office."
"Dave who?"
"Yeah, from the corporate office with Burn Dairy. We're connecting all of the stores through an intricate network of underground tunnels to the corporate office. And we're going to be coming up through the floor in a little bit. So we just need you to scoot that case over a little bit." What's the problem?
"Who is this? Dave who?"
"Yeah, from the corporate office."
"Yeah, what's your last name, sir?"
"It's who, H-U?"
"What was it?"
"Who, H-U?"
"Oh, David Hugh."
"Who, It's H-U, not H-U-E.
Oh, okay.
Not H-U-E.
And which corporate office are you calling from?
The Burn Dairy corporate office. Look, we just need you to hurry up because we want to come up through the floor as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, we'll move it then.
All right. All right. Hurry the fuck up, okay?
Right.
I should have had him tell that other guy he's an idiot for believing me. I mean, he totally believed it. He was ready to move it across the floor. And whoever that guy was kind of stopped him. That was the store of the person who submitted this. That's where they worked at. I don't think that was the person that picked up, but I could be wrong. So I'm going to move to the next one on the list. I just Googled the number again, and it looks like another large, you know, giant convenience store. Very fancy inside. We don't have stuff like this in New Mexico. So I guess we'll just see if we can get them to clear something from the middle of the store.
Calling Burn Dairy.
Oh, hello.
How can I help you?
Hey there. This is Bob from the corporate office. With
this is who?
Bob Dabalina from the Burn Dairy corporate office.
Okay.
And
do you need to chat?
No, that's okay. Actually, we need an employee or anyone really to move something that's in the middle of the floor right now.
Okay.
We're digging a tunnel right now. I'm actually directly below your store.
Okay.
And we're connecting tunnels between all the stores and to the corporate office. And
all right.
We're just gonna have you move. You know the circular display that's kind of right in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
Can you move that over? Like, just push it up against the wall. Real quick. Are you doing it?
Hold on a second.
Okay. Don't tell Chet.
Want to smoke call too?
Huh?
This is Chet.
Oh, hey, Chet. I don't know why he gave you the phone. I was just trying to get him to move a display over a little bit.
Move a display over a little bit.
Yeah. I'm calling from the corporate office. We've actually dug a tunnel from the corporate office to directly below your store, and we're getting ready to come up through the floor.
I was waiting for that to happen.
Well, I don't know how, because you shouldn't know about it yet. I'm calling to tell you.
Okay. What display is wrong?
It's the circular one. It's kind of out there in the middle. Just push it up against the wall. That's where we're going to come up through the floor.
Oh, cool. So all just, right.
Yeah,
well, that's an easy one.
Yeah, push that away. Maybe put some wet floor, signs or whatever. Don't let customers stand there.
Well, you know what? You're going to come right where the roof leaks, so fill the tunnel.
No, we'll take care of that. Don't worry about it. Stop trying to act like you're an engineer or some shit. All right, so just get that done. Are you doing it right now?
Yep, we're all set.
Okay, did you push it against the wall?
I did.
Did you put signs up?
I did.
Wow, that was fast. Maybe just stand there. Stand there and direct customers away, like you're directing traffic. Okay.
All right, what else can I do for you?
That's it. We'll be coming up through the floor in just a minute, and then we'll see who's laughing then.
All righty.
All right, have a nice day.
You too. Hey,
thanks for being a part of the team.
Not a problem.
All right, bye.
Bye.
This idea, it doesn't seem to be working, but I'm pretty sure, going to get some stories from this at least. The employees seem to buy it, but they always bring the phone to the manager. The manager just laughs at me. It's very humiliating. I wish they'd stop doing that.
Hello, thanks for calling Dairy. How may I help you?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Dairy. And, the Burn Dairy. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Okay.
Do you have a customer there I could just speak with and do a quick survey with?
I would have to look around and find somebody because people are just coming and getting gas and leaving.
Yeah, just yell out real quick. Just be like, hey, everyone, survey time. You know?
Survey? Somebody from our office is calling me to do a quick survey. I have somebody.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Hello?
Hi, ma'am. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Yes.
And I'm with Bern Derry. I just, that girl, quote-unquote, that handed you the phone?
Uh-huh.
She's actually one of our corporate robotic employees. She's not a real person. And she's currently malfunctioning. We're going to, could you do a, ma'am? She hung up. That's weird. I was going to have her do a hard reset, maybe recalibrate the GPS.
Thank you for calling Bern Derry. How can I help you?
Hello, ma'am. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Bern Derry.
Yeah.
And that employee that answered before, what was her name again?
Her name was Kelsey that answered.
Oh, Kelsey. That's the one. She's one of our robotic employees. She was sent there by the corporate office. She's actually not human. And
oh, okay.
She's malfunctioning. I'm looking at it on the screen right here, and she needs to be reset.
And it needs to be reset?
Yes, yeah. It's a pretty easy process. Is she by you right now?
She's actually busy with a customer right now.
Okay, well, just kind of, you got to be stealthy about it anyway, so the customer, that'll work good as distraction. Because
okay.
She doesn't know she's a robot, okay? She thinks she's human. We don't want to alert her that anything's out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Okay, are you near her?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, just kind of lick your index finger and stick it in her right ear. You'll feel a button and just kind of push. I bet her. No, she hung up. I'm pretty sure she did it. She just kind of hung up the phone accidentally. She's probably wet-willing Callisy right now, as we speak, whatever her name was. Either that or she's like, oh, that fucking pervert trying to get us to do things together. I've heard about this. I've seen that movie, Compliance. And I think it's funny that the person that submitted this, they wanted all the prank call talk to stop at their store. But isn't this just gonna increase the problem? At least it'll be interesting this time. It'll be about robots and underground tunnels and stuff.
Thank you for calling. Ashley, may I help you?
Hey, Ashley. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Bern Derry.
Okay. Do you need to talk to Ida?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm actually just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey with them?
Yeah, just a second.
Okay. Hello, is this a customer?
No, it's Ida.
Oh, hey, Ida. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
I'm not sure. I'll have... Hang on.
Just yell out.
From our office? Would you like to do a survey with a guy from the office for us?
Tell him to get a free drink.
Survey for the office for us? I have no takers.
Oh, tell them they get a free drink then. It's okay. they programmed that button with the cowbell. Ida, tell them they get free drinks.
Customer survey for us
in
the office?
Free drink! Kick him out. No survey, no sale. That's what Carlito always says. Ma'am? Ida?
1473.
I can't get anybody to take the phone.
Oh, just tell them they get a free drink, and that'll get them too. Everyone likes free drinks.
Oh, they're all telling me I'm not. I don't have time. I don't have time.
Well, you got to offer them a drink. You got to sweeten the deal.
Thanks.
Or maybe.
Would you like a free fountain soda for answering some questions from our office? Hello?
Hello, is this a customer?
Yes.
Oh, hey there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Burn Dairy.
Uh-huh.
And can you tell, that was Ida, right, that handed you the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, tell Ida she's in big trouble, because she's not supposed to talk to anyone from corporate, and you know, like, tell her, is there a newspaper around there? Like,
I don't see one. I mean, they sell them.
Okay. Could you find a newspaper and roll it up for me? We're going to hit her in the nose.
I won't do that.
You're going to hit her in the nose and be like, no, no, Ida.
No.
Like a thrifty nickel, some sort of auto trader. Like, seriously, we have to do this. We have to keep them in line.
Okay. Like, what can I do for you so I can get my gas?
Oh, well, just find a paper and we're going to hit Ida in the nose, possibly Ashley too, and then you'll be on your way and you get a free drink.
I guess not. Thanks.
What do you mean not?
No, thank you.
Oh, well then you get out of the store then. Out. Get out.
All right, bye.
Shoo. Shoo. Get out. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Ida?
Yeah?
Oh, well, is there someone else that'll take it?
Not at the moment.
Ah, balls.
The only ones in the store are waiting for their food to get done.
Oh, well, they're waiting. They got nothing better to do.
Sorry, hang on a second.
Okay.
Jennifer. Would you answer a question for him, please? He's from our office.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Brooke.
Hey, Brooke, are you a customer or a real person?
A customer.
Okay, that person who answered, who handed you the phone, Ida?
What's that?
Okay, so that girl who handed you the phone, her name's Ida.
Okay.
And she's actually one of our robotic employees. I know she looks human, but she's robotic inside.
I'm going to get 30 on 8, please. Okay.
And she's malfunctioning. We need you to do a reset on her.
Okay, what? What?
She's a robotic employee, and she's malfunctioning.
I have no idea. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm calling from the corporate office with Burn Dairy.
Okay, what's malfunctioning? I don't know what you mean.
Okay, Ida, the girl who handed you the phone?
Uh-huh.
She's actually... She
prank?
No, she's...
No. Okay, what would you like me to do?
Okay, I need you to do a hard reset on Ida. Basically, you just need to lick your finger and stick it into her ear.
Okay, this is definitely a joke. I have no idea. I'm not even...
Oh, they hung up. I need to get them to say some code words or something. Or the day the earth stood still thing, Klaatu, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's the code word to do the hard reset on Ida, on the Ida 5000. Okay, let's call the next one. I think with this next one, here's what we're going to do. We are going to tell them we're with the underground tank filling company. You know, the fuel company. And we need to see if there's any fuel in those underground tanks. So we just need you to open it up and drop a match down there. And just kind of put your eye up to the hole and see how far it drops.
Burn Dairy.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave. I'm from the city of Liverpool.
Hi.
What?
Can I get for you?
Oh no, I'm calling from the city of Liverpool. I'm in the inspection department.
Okay.
And I just needed to. I'm required to let you know we're going to be doing a surprise inspection today.
Okay. I don't know. You know, just go ahead and do the inspection. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, no, I'm letting you know. You just say okay. That's fine with me because you don't have a choice.
I'm just like, what am I supposed to say?
I'm with the city. So listen, we're going to be doing it a little bit differently. We've actually dug a tunnel from City Hall and all the way to underneath your store. So I'm in a tunnel right now, directly underneath your store. Ma'am?
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Hope?
Hope, is this who I was talking to a second ago?
No.
Okay, I don't know why she passed the phone over. I was talking to her. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
What did you want?
Oh, I'm calling to let you know we're going to be doing a surprise inspection. I'm calling from the city of Liverpool.
Okay.
And I'm actually calling from inside of a tunnel directly underneath your store.
Okay.
And we're going to be coming up through the floor.
Okay.
To do the inspection, you know, we're going to be popping up out of the floor and inspecting things.
Okay.
What happened? Is this a different person again? Hello?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. We keep getting busy.
Well, you know, I'm trying to tell you what we have to do. Ma'am?
I'm sorry. Can you...
Okay, look, forget the inspection. We're going to do a customer survey. Can you put a customer on the phone? We'll just do a survey over the phone.
Okay, not a problem. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, unfortunately we don't have time right now.
Okay, listen, you can tell Hope to cut it out with the attitude. It doesn't matter if you're busy because it's the customer that has to talk, not you guys. So just put a customer on. It's a city survey inspection report.
All right, well, I'm not being responded to right now.
Okay, well, you got to ask someone.
Just give me one second, okay? I'm really sorry.
For some reason, I'm still in the tunnel. I don't know why. And now I think I've been put on hold for real. I don't hear any background noise. What happened? Hope? I forget the other person's name. Man, neither of them. They don't know how to deal with anything. They get a phone call and they're just like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? Nope, and there she goes. She hung up. Maybe she was listening. I don't think so, though, because I was on hold for a long time. So we've got 5 more to go.
The number you dialed is not in
service. Did a burn dairy go out of business or something? I guess so, because Google says that's a good number.
Thank you for calling Burn Dairy.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Burn Dairy.
Oh, who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Okay.
And did you drive to work today?
No, I didn't. Did you need to talk to Isabel? Or?
No, I just whoever. You know, I was thinking you... Because she's probably too busy. Like, do you think you could pick me up? Can you borrow someone's car and pick me up from the airport?
Just one second.
I'm flying in. And I'm going to need someone to watch my dogs. Oh, hello, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Burn Dairy. No, don't hang up. I don't know if you guys could hear him in the background. He's just like, should I hang up? So finally, one employee is properly trained. Hangs right up on me.
Thank you for calling. Burn Dairy, this is Emily. How can I help you?
Hey, Emily, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Burn Dairy.
Yep.
And I'm going to be in town here in a little bit, and I have two Great Danes. I'm going to need you to watch them.
Okay.
And like you have a hose out there, right?
Yeah.
Like a hose outside out by the parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to need you to wash my dogs. They've got fleas.
Can't do that.
Oh no. I'm like not. It's not a request. I'm pretty much just demanding. I'm gonna drop them off. I'm in a red pickup truck, and I'm gonna drop off two Great Danes. And I need to do that.
I can't leave the store for that long.
Well, no, you're not leaving the store. You'll still be on the premises. You can just lock the door so the customers can't go in.
I can't do that either.
No, that's fine. I'm giving you permission. I'm from the corporate office with Burn Dairy.
I don't believe you at this point.
Why don't you believe me? Look at your caller ID. I'm from Burn Dairy.
It doesn't say who this is from.
Okay, well, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office. I'm going to bring my dogs by, and you have to wash them.
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, you're not going
to
have a job then.
I'll give the phone to the assistant manager, and you can talk to her.
Oh, I hate her, but okay. These are loud stores.
This is Amanda. How can I help you?
Hey there, Amanda. It's Steve Day from the corporate office. And I noticed there's two people at the store, so one of you will have time to wash my dogs while I'm out doing some errands. I'm just now leaving the airport, and I'll be there in, I don't know, about 40 minutes.
You're going to have to talk to Mark about that if that's what you want to do.
Oh, no, I'm talking to you about it. You're the assistant manager or whatever.
Correct, but we cannot do that.
Oh, no, you can, because I'm from the corporate office, and I'm giving you permission.
That's fine, but if the district manager tells us that we can do that, then that's all.
Oh,
that's
the,
fine.
The district manager isn't shit compared to me, because I'm from the corporate office. Like, I tell the district manager what to do. So pretend.
What was your name?
Pretend I'm the district manager. I give you permission to wash the corporate guy's dogs. Because he's from corporate. He signs our paychecks. Of course we're going to wash his dogs. Durr.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
Okay, well, so I'll be calling Mark to make sure.
Well, okay, fine. Call him if you want, but, you know, it doesn't matter what he says. Because if he says no, then he's fired. Like, if he says no, let him know he's fired for me.
Steve Days?
Yeah, from the corporate office. He'll know me.
Okay.
I at a company picnic. I met him at a company picnic. I punched him in the face.
Okay. And you punched him in the face?
That's none of your business. That's between me and him.
Oh, okay.
So, looks like I've got about 35 minutes. I'll be there in 35 minutes. And she hung up. Damn it. I wish I worked at Burn Dairy. I want to get the memo that says, listen, if anyone calls and says they're from the corporate office and they want you to wash their dog, it's not real. Don't do it. Don't wash any dogs that show up at the store. They're not really from the corporate office.
Thank you for calling Burn Dairy. Shayla, can I help you?
Hi, Shayla. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Burn Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to let you know that I'm going to be there in about 30 minutes. And I'm going to be bringing my dogs. I have two dogs, and I just need you to watch them for about an hour. And if it's not too busy, you're going to have to wash them. Like, do you have...
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about something like this. You have a hose out there in the parking lot, right?
No.
Oh, I don't know. You're going to have to fill up some buckets, the mop bucket or something. Wash them with that.
You just call the store manager then and let her know.
No, don't tell me what to do. I'm from the corporate office. And I'm going to be bringing my dogs over, and I'm going to need both of them washed.
All right. See you then.
All right. See you in 30 minutes. And I don't. You know what? You can cut it out with the attitude before I get there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Also, as long as I've got you on the phone, can I just put a customer on? I'm going to do a quick customer survey.
I don't have any customers in the store right now.
Ah, shit. Fuck. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, you're from the corporate office.
I know. Thank you for confirming it. Thanks for agreeing. I appreciate it.
What's your name again?
Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Steve Dave?
Yes, from the corporate office. Burn Dairy Incorporated.
Okay, what's your job title, Steve Dave?
I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker. I'm just going to be there pretty soon.
Oh, yeah? You don't have to tell me that?
No, cause I don't.
But you work for the corporate office.
I don't.
You're going to call me a motherfucker?
That's
right. You don't have to tell me shit?
You're just a lowly employee. I sign your paychecks. I can do whatever I want. That guy does not have any respect for his superiors. So I'm doing the last one on the list now. I'm going to get someone to wash my damn dogs. Employees need to learn some respect.
Thank you for calling Burndale. This is John. How may I help you?
Hey, John. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Burndale.
Hi, how's it going?
Not too bad. Hey, I'm going to be stopping by there pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm going to drop off my dogs. I just need you to watch my dogs for about 2 hours while I go out and do some things.
Sorry, I can't do that at the store.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm from the corporate office with Burn Dairy. So I'm giving you permission to watch my dogs. And if you're not too busy, like, do you have a hose outside, like a water hose?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm just going to need you to just wash the dogs if there's, you know, if there's not a lot of customers, if you can get out there for a little bit.
Is it all right if I call my manager and then call you back?
Oh, you can, but, like, you don't get a choice. Like, don't think you have a choice. I'm bringing my dogs over and you're babysitting. Because I'm from the corporate office and you're not. So you can ask, but it's not like he can defy me, because I'm his boss.
Just a second.
Okay.
This is James. How may I help you?
Who's this?
James.
Oh, hey, James. I'm calling from the corporate office. This is Steve Dave.
Okay.
What did he tell you? Did he just bring you to the phone?
Oh, yeah, John did. Yeah, he just handed me the phone.
Okay, listen, there's a small problem with John. Are you aware that he's one of our robotic employees?
No.
Yeah, he's actually not human. He's a machine underneath. He's designed to look human. We sent him there from the corporate office, and he doesn't realize he's not a human. You know, he thinks he's a human. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know he's a robot. Anyway, he's malfunctioning. And I need you to do a hard reset on him real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Is he nearby right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, basically just lick your finger and stick it in his right ear. You'll feel a reset switch about a half inch in.
Yep.
Can you do that real quick?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're really doing it. And also I'm watching on the cameras and I can see that you're not doing it. I'm from the corporate office.
And so what's your extension again?
I don't have an extension. I'm calling from my cell phone. I'm in a truck, and I'm coming over soon. But before he runs amok, I just need you to reset him.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll see you when you get here.
Okay, but in the meantime, can you reset him for me? And this time actually do it instead of just pretending.
Yep, it's all set.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I see you did it on the camera. Good job. Way to go.
Mm-hmm. All righty, have a great one.
And you know what? You're supposed to hang up immediately after someone says they're from corporate. You know, learn how to do your job.
Okay, thank you.
Damn it. Didn't you get the memo? Well, there we go. I guess that's the end of the list. And I feel bad that I'm not giving credit to the person that sent these in to me, but this seems like kind of a smaller chain in New York, and I don't think it'd be that hard for you guys. I don't know. I'm just being overly cautious for some reason. I don't want my listeners to get harassed at their work. But thank you for sending these numbers in. That was kind of fun. I've been wanting to do some more corporate office calls to convenience stores. And now I got to a brand new store that I've never heard of before.
Yeah, I got something incredibly fucking awesome to say.
Hey, Corbin
you
guy.
You are doing a damn good job. I really like the show's format.
Thanks.
And I dig the new bumper music that you got.
Aww.
And yeah, you are doing awesome, man.
Wow.
There. Compliments.
Thanks, Corbin guy.
Fuck. How do I hang up?
I don't know, Corbin guy. Probably you pushed the net 10 button. I'm sorry, Corbin guy. That was a low blow.
Hey, it's Trunk from Trunk Film. So
hey,
I saw
Trunk
a post
Films.
On Facebook, and people talk about their phone majors.
Yep.
So if your phone number ends with 2107, you would change it to 2106 and call that number. And be like, we're phone neighbors, you know. So I decided to do that. And with my number, the one under it, there was an old lady, and she's like, and then I was like, hey,
like, what?
She hung up on me. And then it went up, and it turned out to be this little kid, like, hello, who is this? You know, hello, do I know you? So I would encourage everybody to, you know, we have to have
holy shit, what is wrong with your phone?
Their phone neighbors. They miss you, okay? You don't say hello as much often. And maybe for extra value, get extra credit on your homework assignment if they report it.
I don't know what that noise is. I think he was saying something about glory holes or something. I don't know. But it's called Text Door Neighbors. And let's say your phone number is 814-422-5309. If that's your cell phone number, then you should text the people on either side of that number, which would be 422-5308 and 422-5310. Text the people on either side of your phone number. And if they ask who the hell you are, just say that you're their text door neighbor. Get it? Here, let me do the... There we go, so you guys understand. It's a joke. It doesn't make any sense at all. I've seen like a meme about this. This is like a mainstream thing that people have been looking at, I think, because I've seen it in a few different places. And I think Trunk Films was saying that he was actually calling them. So yeah, you could call them too. In fact, maybe I should do an entire show of that. I'll just call people. You know, I'll spoof the number one digit off from theirs. But if you call them, you can't say that they're your text door neighbor. It's not as funny. But yeah, I should do like a hobo-sode of that or something. Just call up people that are one digit off from me. You know what I used to do back in grade school, back in the good old days? And I'm sure I've mentioned this before many times, but I'm gonna mention this one again because it's hilarious to me. My best friend in grade school, his name was John, and he had this hilarious idea, like the Domino's Pizza, our local Domino's Pizza, the phone number was 254-5000. And pretty much everyone knew that number back in the 80s because, you know, holy shit, pizza delivery. It's a miracle. But my friend John thought it would be really funny to accidentally dial one digit off of 254-5000 and accidentally just, you know, your finger slips a digit and you accidentally dial 254-4999 instead of 254-5000. Get it? It's a joke. So back then, I started calling these people that were located at 254-4999. And asking, you know, trying to order a pizza from him. I'm like, hey, I'd like to get a pizza delivered to my house. 3 anchovy pizzas, please. And there was an old man and an old lady that lived there, and they would just scream at me. And I don't know if they ever realized how weird it was that one digit off would result in 4999 instead of 5000, you know, when your finger slips off of a button and you hit the wrong button. And I kept calling them for, I don't know, like 20 years or something, I think. Until they died. So maybe I should do a hobo-sode of that. Just call up people that are one digit off of a round number like that, where like every digit gets switched when you misdial. I should do that same thing and see if people yell at me saying that's impossible. That's not how misdialing works.
Hey, Brad, Chef Tony here.
Hey, Chef Tony.
With the PLA coins, you should partner with like a garden center or like maybe a Lowe's. Mm-hmm. And each time you show the cashier your POA coin, that you should get a free cactus.
Yes.
So every time you show a coin,
great idea,
your coin to the cashier,
in
you
fact,
get a free cactus.
You know what?
And you're paying for this. So bye, Brad.
I think this needs to be a homework assignment. When I get those coins sent out, by the way, I've not sent out any coins yet. I've been addressing envelopes and replying to emails, and there's a bunch of them to do, and getting addresses together. I didn't have everyone's address yet, but I will be sending out coins this week to the people who have ordered them, and the $50 and $20 and $15 people on the Patreon. You're all getting coins, so if I don't have your address on the Patreon, make sure you send it to me. But anyway, I'm going to be sending those this week. I'm hoping to send out a big batch of them tomorrow. And unfortunately, I did not partner with a Lowe's or anything, so you don't get a free cactus whenever you show the cashier your PLA coin. But that needs to be a homework assignment. You guys need to show off your PLA coin, you know, just video while you do this. Try and pay for something with your PLA coin. Ask them if they take PLA money, or Ellerbucks is what we call them. I want you to argue with them and insist that they take the money, and if they don't, you need to start throwing things. Like, just take your arms and, like, swipe everything off the counter to show them who's boss if they don't take your PLA coin. But I'll mention this again in another week or two when everyone has their coins, that this is a homework assignment.
I was riding a freight train through Oregon and got off in Albany, and I seen you at McDonald's and I was panhandling, just a hobo.
Wow. That's great. I got recognized by a hobo. That's pretty exciting.
Hey, Jack TV, it's RBCP. Hey, I'm cleaning up because we're about ready to move. We're going to move houses, and
yep. Probably got thrown out.
My Lego box, and I'm gonna insert the phone into the Lego box. So
Oh, shit. It's
gonna be sort of like an ASMR kind of thing.
Get ready, you guys.
So just listen, and I'll have your viewers enjoy. And it's only gonna be for a little. Don't worry. I know you don't like that minute long voicemail.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's okay. This one's 34 seconds. That's perfect.
Here we go. I'm gonna start off with some tapping. Okay, now I'm gonna insert the phone into the Lego box.
No, and it just ends. He fucked it all up, just like he fucks up everything. He probably let the Legos hit the fuck you button or something.
Hey, Brad. It's Greg T.
Hey, Greg T.
Yeah, I know I'm not too popular on your website, whatnot, but it doesn't matter. I'm
what?
A $50 a month per donator, but it's not because I'm giving you $50.
What do you mean you're not popular?
Because 10 of my friends is giving you $5, which basically means I'm basically one person
How
of
convenient.
10. I don't know. Anyhow, I'm pretty sure you can recommend that to your other...
Give me the names of all your friends so I can check this out and see if it's...
Listeners, that if they want to collect money for you and donate to you, that should be it, you know? So actually, my $50 a month donation is actually 10 people donating $5 a month.
Whatever.
Anyhow,
right.
Just recommendations
for
those who just like my coworkers, you know, they want to give money, whatnot, but they don't want to become like part of, I don't know, whatever.
This
what
conspiracy
you know,
of mine.
You're getting $50 a month from me, but it's actually 10 people. You're getting five.
Okay. All right.
Anyhow,
you mentioned
have a good
that.
Day.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for calling. I'm not going to be impressed until you have 20 people sending me $5 a month. I want $100 a month
hey,
from
Roy,
you.
Hey, Roy, I don't care what
since that's
you
how
have
that works.
To do. Or what you do with this information, but it just came to me. Your next show, I would really appreciate if you call it Gluten-Free Fidget Spinners. It just sounds like something that you would say
okay.
or prank call about, but that would be pretty cool. Until then, so long, fuckboy!
I think that's a great idea for a show title, and I hadn't picked one yet for this show, so today's show is called Gluten-Free Fidget Spinners. And I'm sure everyone that listens is going to be very disappointed that there are not prank calls about fidget spinners. I'm probably going to get yelled at about this. But whatever. Gluten-free fidget spinners. Great title.
Hey, Brad. It's Nico.
Oh, hey, Nico.
I'm calling today.
Calling from your tunnels, apparently.
Because I'm so psyched. I'm listening to your June 2nd of this year's show. And you got your shit back from the FBI. I don't know if I was going to say it. You or something. Anyways, that's awesome. And have they pressed any charges yet?
I'm happy.
That's my question for the day.
Nope. No charges yet.
I'm glad you got your stuff back. I hope you're having a good day, and talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Nico. Yeah, the whole thing seems to be moving along now, so I should be in prison any day now. I haven't been charged yet, and I'm not going to talk about the case much on the show, probably not at all. Until it's all over, until I'm out of prison.
Hi, Brad. I'm a member of the fucking Patreon machine, so I feel that I have a right and an obligation to call you the fuck out for not saying anything about reaching $1,600 a month. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
where is the video prank? What are you going to do?
Like Patreon, they used to email me when I'd reach a certain level or a certain goal or whatever. But they don't do that anymore, so I didn't even notice. It's Patreon's fault. And at 1600, it said I'm supposed to do a new video prank of some sort. And I noticed you didn't call me up when I did that Roy Co. roofing in-person video prank at the Walmart. And you didn't tell me how much you appreciated me doing that for no reason, even though there was no goal reached. All right, I'm looking at it now. It says when I reach 1600 on the Patreons, I will do some kind of in-person prank. Probably using a hidden video camera. I have no idea what this prank will be. Maybe I'll videotape the hilarious aftermath of a prank call, or maybe I'll videotape myself beating up an old lady and stealing her purse. So that's what I'm expected to do, is some sort of a video prank. Oh, and look at this. The goal before that one was the $1,300 goal, which says I will order at least 200 challenge coins. That's the new PLA coin that just came out. So why weren't you yelling at me about this $1,300 thing? And I'm doing it this week. You gotta give me some time, okay?
Demand that it involves motherfucking phone booths in your area, and you doing something in a bikini, so you know
all the phone booths that are in my area.
That's my opinion, and I am pissed the fuck off right now. So if your next video does not have this voicemail and an explanation of what you're gonna do,
settle
I
down.
Quit, bitch. Bye.
Holy crap, this Patreon thing, it's making people go nuts. I have been meaning to do more of those cake pranks, though, those in-person cake pranks. you know, where I go up to the bakery and I just order a cake with something wacky written on it. Because I had you guys on the Facebook group. I had you, make a giant list of different cakes that I should do. And there's some good ideas in there. I want to do some more cakes, some more in-person cakes. The last one went over really well. It got me in some UK newspaper and on a radio station. I still don't understand how all that happened. I'm definitely going to be doing some more cakes, though, and if you guys have any ideas of things to do, like in-person video pranks, you should leave some ideas in the comments, and maybe I'll take your ideas and do them. Some sort of a video-based prank on people.
Hey, Dad, it's me again. It's your son, Chris Ellerback.
Chris.
Just making the second message because I wanted to go ahead and say
what?
That I really miss Gregulate and Roxy. And
whatever happened to Gregulate? He was doing shows on Cacti Radio, like making pre-recorded shows. Whatever happened to him?
Tombstone, a tiny amount, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And
it's Tombstone. Whatever.
I don't know, I think I hung out with Roxy and Tombstone the most. I really miss them, and I want them to come back.
They were inseparable.
I want the community
back. Back in the days.
Give me the community back.
The community's here. It's right here. You're the one that disappeared, Chris. The community exists. Just look in the show notes. There's all kinds of links.
Gunner was cool. I don't remember a lot of the people that used to hang around, but I've been listening to old shows, and man, they are awesome, so I wanted to call them out.
Well, the new community sure doesn't think so. They hate the old shows.
Bring back the community, asshole.
Okay, Chris Ellerbeck says I need to bring back the community that, for some reason, he thinks disappeared.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson. So, on an episode, a recent episode, I took the time to...
By the way, this is a message from April 15th, so whatever he's talking about is not a recent episode.
Listen for a live show, which finally you did on YouTube, right? And yes, this voicemail is just to get back at you, because you know what you did, Brad. You know what you did.
Nope.
I called into the show nicely, and you messed up the phone call that you were kind of half-heartedly trying to put me on. And I get on the phone and you're like, oh, you messed up the call, trying to blame me. And then you just hang up on me as soon as I say, can I be your manager? You just hang up.
Oops.
All right, okay.
Sorry.
And, oh, yeah, by the way.
I sort of remember this. This was during a live show. I was making a call and he was trying to call in as the manager. And of course I'm going to blame the listeners. I'm not going to blame myself.
Keith Hawkins did a great job. And then you hang up on him in the middle of the call. Boy, Brad.
That's why I don't take calls on the air. So this voicemail's that's like half of it. I think Crimson got his 30 seconds in. So bye, Crimson. It's probably all dated stuff anyway. You know, it's from like a month ago.
Hey, Brad, it's Brad Dulce.
Hey.
Just listen to the Auctions and Piano Lessons show, and something is different in the show, and I like it. It's very good.
What?
I'm not sure if you got different producers or something else, but it's very good.
Thanks.
I love the 80s songs at the end that you've been doing. And Sunshine, she was awesome in that the dual show you did, definitely. And I'm
going
to
tell
you, if
Sunshine.
She's got something to do with this last show, that is awesome. And
nope, it's not her, it's all me.
Remember, a awesome man with an awesome woman behind him becomes great. Keep up the good work, Graham. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad Doss. That was another one of the older voicemails, so he's making references to things that I've long forgotten about. You know how I am. And I think I'm about finished. I'm caught up with all of the old voicemails. Remember, I've been behind forever now, for a few months now. Well, I'm finally caught up. There's like 5 of them left. I don't want to play any more of them really, though, so I'll just play them next time. But for now, they're all caught up. Yay! Let me give myself some applause here. So that's going to be the end of today's show. Thank you, Curaz, for supporting the show today, being the sponsor of today's show. Also, thanks to some of the new supporters or supporters who have switched over from the website. A lot of times I don't know which is which, so I'm just reading all of them. But thank you, new people and or switched people like Richard N and XYZQWA. I know he switched over from the old system. Default C, Mike S, Brown Magic. That's another one that switched. Mining Coins, Stephen Y, Joshua P, Kim, Lisa Marie, Nick W, Corey, Brian T, Stuart O, Brett K, Sean H, Tobiah I, and Soggy Biscuit. You know, you can change your names on the Patreon, so I see different names to read on the air. If you don't want your real name up there, just put in some random nonsense words or whatever, and I'll probably read them. Also, Jacob T and Sean F, thanks you guys for being supporters of the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. If you haven't heard yet, I'm trying to get everyone to switch over from the subscription thing on phonelosers.org. and instead use the Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers, because the website sucks. Who would use that? Just use the Patreon, jeez. It only costs $1 if you just want to kind of give it a try and see if you like it or not. $1 per month, that's all it takes. And you can experience some of what the Patreon has to offer. $5 a month gets you a new show every single week called The Hobosodes. And I'm still working on things for higher levels, but I think video and stuff like that's going to be included for certain people. That's all for today's show. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm ending today's show with a song by Nate X Produce. That's the name of the SoundCloud name anyway. This is a request by Brendan. And this song is called Cell Phone, produced by Nate X Produce. I swear, that's how it's written in there. That's the title of the song. The artist is Nate X Produce. I'll have a link to it in the show notes if you want to listen to it in high quality or download it or whatever.
Call me on my cell phone. Tell me what you went to. We can mess around until we fall into a wealth zone. You ain't got a trip to. Motorola, Motorola, call me on my cell phone. Tell me what your friends like. If you want to chill, I got my number by the dial tone. Got a lot of issues. Motorola, Motorola, all this time you had my number, so don't call my phone unless you tryna be. You not a vegan when you handle me. She want it sweet like I do trick or treat. Just call my phone with the good, don't call my phone with the bad. She think I'm still tryna brag. She wanna teach me a lesson in the summertime, but she funnin' when we in the class. Don't understand. I don't wanna cuff and she just wanna come, so go with your man. Gotta run it up and we just wanted something on with the plan. Domino effect, your team is falling on the floor once again. You can avoid it all if you just call them up.
Cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone. Okay, you can call me on my cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone. Okay, you can call me on my cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone. Okay, you can call me on my cell phone, cell phone, cell phone.
Keep on calling, I like it, so I think I might have to slide through the back. No Billie Jean, look who I'm moonwalking straight to a room like a white Michael Jack. Go get a dream, lactose intolerant niggas afraid to just go and attack. Go get the cream, all of my niggas are trippy and dope as a bro with the set. Crack, last night platter, really you gonna get half my stat? Call me quick with a recipe, the rest compete to stash my bat. That rhyme fatter, really you wanna get half my data? I fuck a white bitch on the American flag and I gotta scream Black Lives Matter.
Cell phone, cell phone.